Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Tainis Daf Lamed Aleph. In the Ois V'Odor edition, the last Daf of Maseches Tainis, Perek Revi, in the middle of Aloha Zayin, starting four lines to the top of Amud Aleph. The Mishnah says that the woman went to dance in the Krumim in the vineyards, and all the Kalim, Tuunim, Tvilo, you have to put the Kalim into the Mikvah, the Kol Yisroel Yisroel Yoytzos V'Cholos B'Krumim, that's the Losh of the Mishnah. All the clothes need to go in the mikvah, even the ones which are in a box, which were not used. So the one is suni beteva v'atom rahachin, if they're in the box, why does it need mikvah? People will be busy putting the kelim in the mikvah, so they're going to lend it. But if it's in the teva, they will take it out. What did the girl say? Pick up your eyes. Where about? Boy, check what you take it for yourself. Don't look at beauty, look at the family. So, first of all, the Gemara says, they borrowed from each other, but it had to be a certain level. So, the daughter of a king borrowed clothing for the daughter of the Kohen Gadol. The daughter of the Kohen Gadol borrowed from the daughter of a king. The ugly one said, don't look at beauty. Beauty is not so important. Look at the family. What does that mean? So the Korban Eda explains, they're really all B'nai Yisrael are beautiful. But the ones that are rich, they're the ones that can, the beauty shines. So he says, you know why we're beautiful? Look at the Mishpacha, we are very rich. The Primoisha said, that even the beautiful ones said, don't look at the beauty. What is more important is Mishpacha. Don't look at the beauty, look at the Mishpacha. That's a pasuk at the Mishnah. So according to Pshat we said in the Mishnah, it means it's free to Yom Kippur as well, because Yom Kippur also, Binyan B'Samigdash the Sharisha was all doing Yom Kippur as well. And the Gemara concludes with the words, "She bought it B'Meir B'Ameinu, we mentioned B'Samigdash, so B'Samigdash should be built B'Meir B'Ameinu." But according to this, the Mishnah did not bring any raya that there is Aidin to dance on Tu B'Av. Reb Tzadok HaKohen in the Pre-Tzadik says a beautiful Pshat. He says that the Your Beis Hamikdash is not referring to Beis Hamikdash that was built in the past. As referring to Beis Hamikdash HaShlishi, Lost in Lovely. He says that when the Beis Hamikdash HaShlishi will be built, it will be a 7-day celebration, starting from Tisha B'Av, ending on Tisvav B'Av, 15 Av. And that will be Chanukah's Beis HaShlishi. And according to this, this is what the Gemara is telling us. This is what the Mishnah is telling us. Yom Chatunah So is not Yom Kippur. Yom Simchas Liboy is Tu B'Av, where Beis Hamikdash HaShlishi will be built. And you mean that's the end of the Gemara. So, Binyan Beis Hamikdash, she bought him here, be referring to Binyan Beis Hamikdash, till we be built, lost in love very soon. Binyan the Gemara is explaining they're referring to Binyan Beis Shlishi. With this, we conclude the fourth parak of Maseches Tainis and the entire Maseches Tainis. Hadronach parak b'shloish haprakim v'slikol Maseches Tainis. Hadronach parak b'shloish haprakim v'slikol Maseches Tainis. Mazel tov to all the Mesaimim. And with this, we conclude Yerushalmi Tainis, Daf Lamed Aleph.